Okay, Nagoim Pirat Ches, Hapareach Min HaTome Taha. That which spreads completely from a Tome becomes Taha. That means a Nega that spreads until the entire body is covered becomes Taha. We've said this several times, this kind of counterintuitive halacha, that one little Nega becomes Tome. When it spreads then over the whole body, you should think it's very, very Tome. No, in fact, then he's Taha. Chazru voy roshe evorim, if some of his extremities then revert to normal appearance, then he becomes once again Tomei, confirmed as Tomei. Achet ismayet baharta mikagris, and he'll remain Tomei until he gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and only when this nega is less than a gris, then, of course, it is Tahar. Min ha-Tahar Tomei. But vice versa, conversely, that which spreads from a Tahar Nega, and it spreads and spreads until it covers the entire body, Tomei. That becomes Tomei. A Nega would be Tahar. You can have a Tahar Nega in the sense that, let's say, it was a Nega which had a confirming symptom, like it had white hairs, and the white hairs fell out. And then, if the white hairs fall out, then it becomes Tahar. Or, if it had expanded and became Tomei, and then receded and became Tahar. Or if it had healthy skin in it, a Michyo. And then that disappeared. So again, it becomes Tahar. Or, if it was confined and for a week, and then for 2 weeks, and it's checked, and it doesn't change, so it's Tahar. And once it's pronounced Tahar, very interesting this, once it's pronounced Tahar, it remains Tahar, even if the Nega subsequently expands. So it seems to me, Kein Nira Le Nesdati, I hope this is correct, a very interesting thing. So when a person gets a Nega and the Kohen confines it to see what's going to happen over the next 7 days, the next 2 weeks, and it doesn't expand, he pronounces it Tahar. It seems that once he pronounces it Tahar, now it's Tahar, it's a Tahar Nega. And in other words, white patch, and it's already been, it's a Shaila, and it's been paskined as Tahar, so it's Tahar, even though it expands. Now it gets bigger and bigger. It had to expand it when the Kohen first saw it, he would have judged it as Tomei, but now it expands afterwards, it remains Tahar, until it covers his entire body. Once it covers his entire body, then the halacha changes. And then he becomes Tomei. Chozru bo roshe evarim. So that's min ha-toha Tomei. If it was a toha nega, which expands and covers his entire body, then he becomes Tomei. Chozru bo roshe evarim. And then his extremities start returning to normal appearance, Tomei, he still remains Tomei, Agche Tachsa Baharto Lekemes Shehoiso, until the Beheres, the Nega, returns to the way it was originally, to the size it was originally, and also, it's got to be its initial size, and indeed, it seems shape and location, when it was first examined, and when it kind of recedes, and suddenly comes back to the same size that the Kohen originally said, and he paskened it as being Tahar, then once again he's Tahar. Mishnah base. Baheres kegris ubo michya kadosha. So we've got a nega the size of a gris, and it's got some healthy skin in it, the size of a lentil. It's a normal, standard Tomei nega. It's confirmed Tomei. Porcho bakuloi. And then it covers him completely. So he's going to become Tahar now. Or maybe not, because he's only Tahar when it covers his complete body. And here it doesn't cover his complete body because we said he's got healthy skin in it. So let's just take it more carefully. Porcha bekuloi, va'achakach holcholo hamichyo. So the nega spread over his entire body, and finally holcholo hamichyo, it covered also the healthy skin. All went white. So what have we said? We've said that he should become Tohar when something covers his entire body after he was Tomei. He should become entirely Tohar now that it's covered his entire body. And that is correct. That is indeed what happens here as well. But the Chiddush is that the final stage was spreading inwards, because he started off with an egg which has some healthy skin. So the white part around the outside spread over his entire body. And finally, the last little bit of healthy skin, which was in the middle of the negar, that turned white as well. So that final spreading was not onto, was not spreading outwards, it was spreading inwards. And we said before that according to Chachomim, the laws of tumah expansion only apply when they're expanding outwards and not expanding inwards. Nevertheless, he is tahor even in this case. Or if the negar first spread inward, covering the normal skin, and before the Kohen could re-examine it, it spread outwards and covered the entire body. So it's considered tzaraas, it has spread completely and is now tohar. Had the Kohen examined the negar before, had the Kohen examined the negar after it extended inwards and before it spread over his body, he would have ruled it tohar, because it no longer has this healthy skin in the middle. And since he would have ruled it tohar, when it spread to cover his entire body, it would then become tomei. Right? So basically, at the point when it covers his entire body is the changeover point. If he was tohar, then it changes to tomei. If it was tomei, it changes to tohar. So as we'll see later, it's very critical when the Kohen examines him. Nol de lo michya tomei.
Do they actually mark when he examines him? Do they actually like mark it with a plate?
Yes, I think he does with a biro. Or something. We'll see exactly. Yeah. Nol de lo michya tomei. If he's now this person who's got a negar expanded over his entire body and he's therefore tohar, and then nol de lo michya, some living skin, appears on his body, tomei. Then he becomes tomei again. Nol de lo yisar lovon. Or if after the negar covers his entire body and was therefore tohar, two white hairs appear. So the question is, do the two white hairs, are they metame, somebody whose body is entirely covered with tzaraas and therefore ruled tohar? Anyway, the whole thing is sort of, as I said, counterintuitive. He's completely covered with a negar and yet he's tohar, so you probably think that two little white hairs are not going to make matters much worse. In a pretty bad way already. Rabbi Shua metame, Rabbi Shua says, no, they do make it worse. A person who's got tzaraas, he can have a white mark on his body, but if he doesn't have a confirming symptom, for example, two white hairs, then he's tohar. Here as well, he's tohar. Once he gets two white hairs, that's a problem. He becomes tomei. V'chomim metaharim. V'chomim say that once a person is completely covered with negar, then he's tohar, regardless of any other symptoms. Mishnah Gimel. Baheres uvo sar lovon. So we've got a baheres, and it's got a white hair, white hairs in it. Pocha bakuloi. Afopisha ser lovon v'mekoyme tohar. And now it spreads over his entire body. Even though the white hairs remain in place, he still becomes tohar. Baheres ubofisyon. Pocha bakuloi tohar. A negar that had been confirmed tomei because of expansion. And subsequently it expands further and further and further till it covers his entire body. Again, also tohar. And in all these cases, once the negar starts to contract and the extremities of his body start to turn back to their normal color, he becomes tomei. Parcha b'miktosai tomei. When it partially contracts, he becomes tomei, as we said. Parcha b'kuloi taha. A person had a negar that began spreading, did not cover his entire body, is confirmed tomei because of the expansion, and only when it spreads completely over his entire body, he becomes tohar. So why were you repeating this? Parchom exosse tome. If something expands a little bit, the person becomes tome. If something expands completely over his entire body, he's tahar. We know that. We've said that a few times. He says it's repeated to emphasize that even when the nega covers most of the body, you might have thought it would be ruled tahar because of rubo kakula. So it is a principle we use many, many times, and so rubo kakula, the majority, is like all of it. So you might have thought, here also rubo kakula, and therefore the Mishnah wants to emphasize there's no rubo kakula over here. Only when it's bakula, only when it's literally over the entire body of Isitah. Mishnah 4. Kol prichas roshe evorim, sheba prichoson tihiru tomei, kushi yachsaru tomeim. So basically, in summary, whenever
you know the entire body, so as soon as one little bit becomes not white, then your tummy is like even a small amount.
It covers the entire body,
and
therefore you became tahar.
So as soon as one little bit...
And then it contracts a little bit, you become tahar.
So there's no tummy.
Become tummy, again.
Just even the smallest amount.
Gris, never must be...
I'm not sure if the share is Chris. I'm not sure. We'll see. Interesting question. Keep your ears open. We might come across this point. But so far, we haven't given a share. We've said it once it's but it does sound like there might be a bit of a share, because it says, well, it doesn't say a tiny bit. It says, once the Roshe Evorim, it always talks about. Once the... extremities, the tips. Seems to assume that it starts with the tips. I don't know why. The tips of the fingers, the tips of the toes, tips of the nose, maybe. Once it starts to clear up, so then you revert. Once again, your status changes. Here the Mishnah says, Kol sheprichas rosh evorim, shebeprichoson tihiru tomei, kishiyachsru tomeim. Whenever the situation is that a person started by being tomei, and then when it spreads, he becomes tahar. Then, kishi yachsaru, when it contracts again, tomeim, he becomes tomei. Kol chaziras roshe evorim, shebechi chaziroson timu toha, niskasu toha. Whenever the nega on the extremities return, i.e., the retracts, and the returning makes a person tomei, if they became covered once again, timu niskasu toha, if they become covered once again, so it can happen more than once. So a person was tome. It covers his entire body, it becomes toha. Then it contracts a little bit, he becomes tome again. Then if it expands once again and covers his body, he becomes toha again. Niskalu tome, and if he becomes uncovered, he becomes tome again. Afilu mea pa'omim, even 100 times, back and forth. And if you're right that it's only a tiny bit of shear, could be a most tiny little bit on his little finger, and he checks in the morning, and if he's got a millimetre of normal flesh, then his status has changed. He's become tommy.
On the coin.
It's all very, very confusing, really, because L'chaira, he's hoping that he's going to get all normal flesh. I mean, he's all white and leprous. He wants to... or whatever the phrase is, dangerous to use that phrase because we're not talking about standard leprosy, but he's got this white nega and he'd like to get rid of it, and as soon as it starts to contract and he sees some normal healthy skin appearing, he becomes dummy.
He won't even know though. You know, he might find his back or something like that.
Maybe
so the coin where has to, it's the pressure on the coin to check this guy.
Yes, I think he doesn't just become tommy. That's not quite correct. He only becomes tommy or toho when the coin pronounces. Yeah.
But if it's on the front, you'd call the coin quickly and say, hey, come and check me out.
No, so I was just thinking...
Coin, okay, a weekly check, like a weekly...
I was just thinking,
every hour,
yeah. If it covers his entire body and it becomes toha, so now he's not a matzora, he can walk around normally. He's been pronounced toha, he's just an albino, or whatever, and he's not going to rush to call the coin, you wouldn't have thought. Because now he sees he's getting better, the coin's going to pronounce him tommy if he knows that locha. So he's going to avoid... calling the coin, and that's no doubt why he brings here for the Mishnah Chrono that if the nega expands and contracts over and over again, the coin cannot delay ruling until it extends again in order to avoid rendering it tome. So it should be, it seems, judged upon. Okay, Mishnah 5. Kol haroi letamei benega habaheres ma'akevis apricha. Any part of the body which is subject to becoming tamei from a nega, it impedes the status of complete spreading. In other words, any area which can become tamei has got to be covered by the nega in order to be pronounced toho when it covers his entire body. We did say there are certain areas, hidden skin under the armpit and such like, which can't be affected by nega. So similarly, would not have to be covered by nega in order for the person to be toho. But any area, the Mishnah is saying here, kol haroi letamei benega b'hares, any area which could become tamei from a nega, ma'aki v'sapricho, also it impedes the status of saying a person is completely spread and is toho. If that little bit is a little bit which could technically have a nega on it, kosher any roi letamei benega taras, any ma'aki v'sapricho, but anywhere not subject to becoming tamei from a nega, doesn't impede the status of being toha by virtue of being completely spread across it. Ketzad, what's an example? Parcha b'kula of a liberusha b'zokom. So if it is spread completely on a person, but not on his hair of his head, or under the hair of his head, and not on his bearded area, b'shchin b'michva of a kedach amordin, or it hasn't spread on this raw boil, raw burn, raw wound, that would not be a problem. Because you can't have a nega in those places anyway. Well, a nega doesn't have the status of a nega. Choza harosh v'azokon v'nikrechu. But if then his hair fell out, to add to his woes, and he becomes bald on his head or on his bearded area, hashin v'amichma v'akerer kedach v'nastit ha-reves, or the boiled burn wound partially healed. Tohurim. That means even though there now is clear skin area on his head or on his bearded face, which should be susceptible to tzaras, nevertheless, he remains toha. So the nega didn't contract. So we've got a person who had a nega, it covered his entire body, he now becomes toha. The fact that it didn't cover his head doesn't matter because there's no tzaras on the head. But then he wakes up one morning and his hair's fallen out, and therefore he's got normal skin on his head. So he's now, l'chaira, a person whose nega hasn't gone over his entire body because it's not on his head. Nevertheless, he remains tzara. That is not called a contraction of the tzaras. He remains tzara.
That's not hair in the first place, if you're bald all your life.
Yeah, well, if it's normal, I'll call upon him, if it's normal skin all along, then l'chaira, yes.
I'll call upon him, so I'll call Rosh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. These are things standing in for Danny. Okay. Parcha v'kuloi, avalo v'kachatzi adosha hasomach l'rosh v'lazokin. If it covered him completely, but not a very small area, the size of half a lentil, next to his head, or his beard, or the shchin, the michvah, the kedach, which are all areas on which tzaras can't take effect. Chaza haroish. So first of all, let's understand. The person is... What happened again? Parcha b'kuloi. It's spread over completely, but not on this a tiny pachas makadosha area next to the rosh of the zokon. Had it spread completely, excluding the rosh and the zokon, because that's irrelevant, he would have changed to be taha. Now, it has done that, but not on a very small area, less than a lentil. The person is still tamei. Because when we say it's got to spread over all the body, we mean literally all the body. And don't tell me, but it's only a very small part, less than that. So we see here, which seems to answer your question, spelt out, over the body means all the body. Even a tiny little bit, it's not spread over the entire body. However, now, chaza harosh v'azokon v'nikrechu, and the hair fell out on his head or his beard and he became bald there. So next to this little bit of natural skin, he's now got more natural skin. Hashim v'amich v'akedah churufus next to a boil and a burn, and they now became healed. Afo pisha nasa mokam amichya b'heres, even if the normal looking skin became afflicted with a baheres, with a nega, tomei ad shetifrach bekuloi. He becomes tomei. So what does it mean? Afalpi shenase mokem hamichya baheres. Even though the place of the normal skin became afflicted with baheres, that means the normal looking, the amount of normal looking skin, the hair came out. So therefore, previously you only had a tiny little bit, less than a lentil, a tiny little bit of skin which wasn't afflicted. Now more skin, because the hair fell out, so it's got more skin next to it. So the original normal looking area, that's what it means. So what do we say? That if it's not covering literally all his skin, all, then his status doesn't change. So he remains Tommy. He remains Tommy. And even if this little extra bit of skin now did get covered, it was his muzzle that just before it got covered, or when it got covered, some of his hair fell out, so his scalp line receded, so he's now got a bit more normal skin. He still, doesn't cover you completely, and therefore your status doesn't change to Tahar. It remains Tomei. Mishnah 6. How are we doing for time? I'm not wearing a watch.
Less time.
Fine. 6. Shnei Baharos. He's got two areas of Nega. Achas Tomea and Achas Tahora. One is Tomei, and one is Tahar. So why would that be? Could be all sorts of reasons. One is Tomei because it's got two hairs in it, and the other one is Toha because it remained unchanged after 7 days and then another 7 days of being confined. But he's got these two white patches. One's Tomei, one's Toha. And now it spreads across his entire body. So this is a bit of a conundrum. If the guy had been Tomei and it spread over his entire body, he becomes Toha. If he had a nega which was Toha, and it spread over his entire body, he becomes Tomei. What happens if he has two negoi? One is Tomei, one is Toha, and now...
Then he's Tomei.
Well, maybe not. Depends which one spreads, doesn't it?
No, he's got two negoi, one Tomei, one
Toha. One Tomei, one Toha. So if he only had a Tomei one, it spread over his entire body, he would have become Toha. If he has a Toha one, which spreads over his entire body, he becomes Tomei.
He's got two negoi simultaneously.
Yes.
So why is he... And he's Tomei on one of them.
Yes.
So isn't he Tomei then... He's Tomei.
Well,
the whole body can't be covered with
Tomei. He is Tomei, yes. He's Tomei. So if it now covers his entire body, you would say he's Tomei.
But then if the other one becomes.
Yeah, well, that's the question of vision.
Which one cover? How can both cover the whole body at the same time?
Parcha mizulazu. If it spread from one to the other, va'achach parcha bekuloi, and then it spread over the entire body, toha. Even if it was the nega toha that spread. And normally a nega, you know, as far as you could see, that's the one that did the spreading.
Do you know which one is which?
Yeah.
How do you know which one?
Oh, well, could be one's got two hairs in it. Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, Cohen came in, he pronounced one Tomei. He knows the one on his right arm is Tomei, the one on his left arm is Toha.
Okay, and then the one on the right arm spread over, so he's Toha.
Well.
So it's like having one Tomei. What's the difference if he has one nega or two?
Because he's, like you said before, you want to say it's Toha, but a minute ago you want to say it's Tomei, because you said it's Tomei already. Oh, you mean he's Tomei already?
No, at that point he was Tomei. Yeah. But then when it gets spread, then he's Toha.
Okay, I'll point him. Let's not get too bogged down in it. That's always got to protect ourselves against that. If it was a nega Toha that spread, and a nega Toha that spans over the entire body, would become Tomei. When it first spread to the nega Tomei, it became Tomei. And when it later covered the entire body, it became Toha. I recommend you think about this later when you're trying to fall asleep if you're having problems. If a person has got, we're now continuing the issue of having two negoim. If he has one on his upper lip and one on his lower lip, and each one is half the size of a gris, so you would have said he's got two separate negoim, they're both less than a gris, leave the poor guy alone, he's Tahar. I'm afraid the Mishnah says that since they appear as one negar, when he keeps his mouth closed, which is probably a good thing for a Metzora to do, he learned the lesson of his Saras. and he's regarded as Tomei. But the good news is, if the Negah subsequently covers the entire body, we regard that as came coming from a Tomei Negah, and therefore it becomes Tahar. So Bisfosa Ha'elyono, Bisfosa Tachtono. Or Bein Shnei Risei Einov, on his two eyelids, at least one pshat seems to be, that means the upper eyelid and the lower lid, so that when his eyes close, it looks like one Negah. Afal Pi She Merdu Bokim Zebezeh Vehim Nirin Ke'echod, even though when they're pressed together, they appear as one, and therefore it should be judged. No. Even though only when they're pressed together and the eye is closed, or the mouth is closed, do they look like they're one. Heim nirim ke'echod. But really, surely they are two. And therefore, they're less than a gris. And they should be toha. And then when it spreads, it should be tomei. It spreads over the entire body, should be tomei. No. We say that when they are together, that is considered one nega, and therefore he's Tomei. And then when it spreads over the entire body, he's Tor. Parcha b'kulei avoloba b'yhak Tomei. If a person had a nega and it spread completely, except for one area, well, you would say for except for one area, so therefore it hasn't spread completely. No, it spread over that as well. Over that area is a boihak. And a boihak, you remember, had it yesterday, is an area which is a white, unnatural shade, but it's not a tomei shade. It's a discoloured area which is not a tomei shade. No, it's not covered completely, and therefore tomei, he remains tomei. You've got to be covered completely with nega, not covered 99% with nega and one bit with a boihak. Chozru boi roshe evorim Kamin Boyhak Taha. But vice versa, or conversely, what a good word would be, a nega, which was a proper nega, and it covered his entire body, so he became Taha. And if it recedes slightly, he should become Tomei again. But here we are Makel. If it recedes slightly, even it doesn't leave pure, healthy skin, but it leaves a Boyhak. Even though a boyak is not a tomei color, but it leaves a boyak, then he remains toha. It's got to be properly 100% healed in order to become tomei again. This is not completely healed, it's a boyak. So therefore, he's toha. But Rabbi Meir, it seems, disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, Chozru boi roshe evarim pochos mikad adosha. If the extremities reverted, and that means the nega contracted, pochos makadosha, even on a patch of skin smaller than a lentil, Rabbi Meir says he's tomei, and that means to say the way the Mephoroshim learn, even if the skin appearance is not 100% healthy, it's a bit boihak like. It's not tomei, it's a bit boihak like. Nevertheless, that is a reversion, and therefore you were, when it was covering completely toha, and therefore you are now Tomei. V'chomim omrim, boyihak pochos mikadosha, simon tumo betchila, ve'inu simon tumo besoif. A white blemish, which is a boyihak, which is not a proper blemish, or healthy skin smaller than a lentil, is an indication of tumo originally. That means to say, if a nega spreads over the entire body, excluding the boihak bit, or excluding an area pochos mikadosha, it's still tomei, because that's not considered to be covering the body entirely. So therefore, that's what it means to say simon tumo betchila. Ve'ein simon tumo besoif. But they agree with the first Tana that a nega that recedes partially, leaving a boihak or a pochos mikadosha space in its place, it remains toha. You don't become tomei again when it changes back from being completely covered with a nega and being toha, and now it contracts. You don't become tomei again, say the chachomim, unless it's an area more than a lentil, according to the way most mefroshim explain it, and or it's completely toha skin and not boihak skin. Boihak skin, although it's not technically tame, it's still not considered to be a change back, a reversion to being healthy. All right, Mishnah 7, we've got 9 Mishnah 7, where are we up to? 5 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
What time tomorrow?
15.
And not a moment before. Mishnah 7. The Nagoyim discussed till now were all examined before they expanded completely, and therefore they had a ruling of being, well, in the general example, Tomei. And then they expanded completely, and then they were judged again, and they became Tahar. Or it could be vice versa. Our Mishnah is now introducing a Nega, which covers the person completely when he comes to the Nagoyim for the first time. This is referred to, as we shall see, as a large Nega. So he came to the Kohen for the first time. Habakulo lavon yaskir. Somebody who comes to the Kohen who's completely Tahar, but the Kohen comes completely white. When do we say it covers you completely, then you become Tahar? When you were pronounced Tomei beforehand, but he was never pronounced Tomei beforehand. He came to the Kohen for the first time. Kulo lavon, all white. Yaskir. Then the Kohen would confine him for 7 days, just like he would with a small little nega, to see now whether it gets any healthy skin, whether it gets the two hairs or whatever. Can't see whether it's going to expand because it's already fully expanded, so he's only got the other two options. Now, of course, if two hairs appear, then the Kohen will confirm him as Tomei. If either one or two of the white hairs become black, or they become shortened less than the minimum length, or if a boil touches or surrounds either both or one of the white hairs, or chilkon hashchin, or michas hamichvah, or the white hairs become separated by a boil or healing skin of a boil, or a burn or healing skin of a burn, or a dull white blemish. In all those cases, the nega will be toha, because the simon tuma of the white hairs is no longer up to all its required standard, unless, of course, nolad lo michya isar lavon tomei. If a new simon tuma would come again, of course it would be tomei, another michya, a healthy patch, or a sar lavon. But assuming all that doesn't happen, nolad lo michya lo isar lavon tomei. But as long as he doesn't get any new patch of living skin or new white hair, then the white hairs which he had before, which have now come out, got shortened, or got themselves divided by a boil, or touching boiled skin, or all those various examples, he becomes Taha, because his Simon Tumah has gone away. The Kulon Shechozru Behem Rashi Evarim Harihein Kamos Shehoyu. Now we said that normally, of course, a Nega Tomei, when it spreads over the whole body, becomes Tahar, and if it recedes, it becomes Tomei. But in these cases, if the extremities revert to a normal appearance, they remain as they were, they remain Tahar. The following three cases do not become confirmed Tomei when the Nega recedes. A nega which originally covered the entire body that became Tahar because it remained unchanged after 2 weeks. A nega that originally covered the entire body that was then confirmed Tomei because of white hair. And some subsequently became Tahar when the hair turned darker. Or a confined nega that originally covered the whole body within the 2 weeks of confinement. In all these three cases, they don't become Tomei when the nega recedes, since they had not become Tahar when the nega covered the entire body. Okay, that's a very complicated way of saying something that is quite simple. It's only when you're Tomei lachatchila, then it covers the entire body, you become Tahar. But if you come with the entire body covered, then the prichas evorim, as it called it, then the extremities reverting does not change the status. Parcha miktosai Tomei, if it covered him partially, he is Tomei. That means after receding.
Oh,
I don't know. Parcha miktosai Pumiksoso tame. After receding, it expands again onto some areas from which it had receded. The nega is tame because of expansion. Parcha bakula haru toha. But if it now covers him completely, he will become toha. Eight, nine, ten.